Good evening. I'd like to welcome you to the Hamilton County Board of Commissioners public hearing and ask you to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Dreyer?
Here.
Commissioner Aaron's?
Here.
Commissioner McGinnis?
Here.
Commissioner Wardle?
Here.
Commissioner Batchelor?
Here.
Commissioner White?
Here.
Commissioner Coons?
Here.
This is a portion of the public hearing for public comment. Anyone wishing to address the board has 3 minutes if they'd like to come forward. Seeing none, we'll move right down to new business. First item is...
Mr. Chair, we did not approve the agenda.
Can we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So call. Yes.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We have done public comment. Budget amendment. Mr. Boyer?
I'm going to turn this over to Ms. Gibson. This is the budget presentation that we have gone through with the commissioners and with the new commissioners and spent time going through the entire budget process. So if you're going to answer questions, we should talk about the amendment to the current budget from the 23 budget.
All right. So, if you can just bring up the memo, I think you need to go to the other meeting now. All right. All right, so I'm going to go over some of the highlights. The 22 budget amendment. The total revenues are $32,950,782. Total expenses, $29,510,820. We are going to add to our fund balance $3,439,962. Now, of this fund balance, there's $1,009,911 that is going to be go to our assigned fund balance for the airport. So that is the CARES 2 money that we received this year. So that will be designated for capital purposes at the airport. I'm also including $1 million designation to fund balance, to our assigned fund balance for capital for the county. That will bring our total capital fund balance to $6,394,436. So, and part of that is airport, and part of that is county funded. And then we will be adding to our fund balance $1,430,000 for this year. So that puts our current fund balance at 49% for unassigned, leaving us with $14,375,000 in our fund balance for unassigned that we can use for whatever. Revenues increased by $5 million. Part of that $5 million comes from the airport. So if you recall, last year we moved all the capital into the general budget so that we could run it by department. $3.3 million of those funds are from the FAA airport for the airport improvement plan that they are doing this year. So you'll see that in revenues as well as expenses. And then again, the $1,009,000 for the airport for the CARES fund. So there's an additional $615,000 that will be added to our fund balance, and that comes from general government, public safety, and community and economic development. And then our expenditures increased by 4%, while our revenues increased by 18%. So all departments, all of our departments within the general fund, expenses decreased except for two. It was equalization, and that was just by a couple $1,000s, and it had to do with the aerial photograph that we did countywide. And then the airport was a 6% increase, and of course capital was 90%. Again, that's due to the AIP, the airport improvement program. And most of the other savings from the departments came from wages and benefits. So overall, I think we have a really good budget. We have an excellent fund balance. We're now starting to put money away that will help us with our capital in the future, something that we have not done since forever, I guess. So with that, does anybody have any questions on the general fund budget amendment?
Just to be clear, the revenues for 2022 are expected to exceed the amended projections by 18%. And once again, CARES money is the majority of it, but it does not include ARPA money. Is that correct?
Correct. ARPA is in a separate fund.
That's right.
And we will track that. That's in fund, I believe it's 286. I don't want to be quoted on that because there's a lot of fund numbers. But that all the ARPA funds will be counted for separately.
So if we took out CARES and AIP money, the increase of $5 million would actually be 1.6 or something like that.
Correct.
And so that percentage, rather than 18, would be a fraction of that, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 or something like that. And that would compare with the expenditures of 4%. So in fact, both of them have risen a similar amount once you've taken out CARES and AIP.
Correct.
And AIP is money that comes from the FAA from, I believe, from fuel sales. So it's not a one-time only. It's not like CARES or ARPA. This is a regular federal allocation for airports like Bellevue.
Yes, and they use that to do a lot of the updates at the airports.
So. Right. And that's the money that comes in and goes right back out again. That is all specific for airport improvement programs.
Yes.
Crack ceiling, concrete, asphalt, spalling, everything.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
That's all I had.
Any other questions?
Right. Well, I'm glad to hear the numbers, how they came in, and I'm excited for next year. But what about the cost of fuel and all those things that were unexpected this year? Our numbers don't really reflect that some of the budgets were strained, but looking forward to next year, did you make sure when you were going through each department that we allowed for that fluctuation so we didn't get hit so hard?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I looked at some of them, but I didn't get right into all their fuel costs. I'm sure you guys did. But
we did. We actually looked at the higher end. Okay. We're not seeing gas prices come down or diesel prices come down.
Right.
We budgeted at that higher amount across the board.
So then next year when you guys are going back through this again, then we shouldn't see a big dip because of those unexpected costs. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions on the budget amendment? Seeing none, 2023.
Okay. So on the 23 budget, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail because we have met with everybody, all of the commissioners on this budget. And again, we have a conservative budget. I think it's a very well planned out budget. We are looking at using $1.8 million of fund balance, but again, part of that is capital because now our capital is included in our budget. So that is the really one of the biggest areas of this budget, and we are looking at, before capital, adding $645,000 to our fund balance. So overall, it's a very good budget. I think that our department heads have done a great job at looking at their budgets and trying to be conservative, but yet making sure that the money was there to cover some of the areas. So this includes a 3% increase for staff, for non-bargaining staff, for the Sheriff's Department it's 10% because they were in catch-up mode from last year when everybody else in the county received an increase to get us up to where we should be with inflation, et cetera. And then support staff is 2.5%, and their contract is up after this year. So with that being said, does anybody have any questions on the 23 budget?
I just want to reiterate what you and I talked about beforehand, and that was in the capital budget for construction resources. There was the reference to Jeep Patriots. And I had asked the question, why are you specifying those vehicles? And your answer was because they have requested Jeep Patriots.
Yes.
I think it'd be great if they, I recall several years ago when we had this discussion, and we've talked about this previously, about what vehicle was most useful to construction resources, and I don't recall Jeep Patriots being their favorite, but it seems like it'd be all right if in the budget it just said vehicles, and then they could decide since they pay for them. But that's, I'm not going to, I mean, you've already had this conversation, so I'm not going to try to reboot it.
That's what the footnote states.
That it's stated that way. I know in the original information that I read on the ARPA fund, there was this question about potentially going to the pumps.
We're not looking to go smaller.
No, and I recall a conversation in the budget meeting we talked about other vehicles.
Would it be appropriate?
If we wanted to, we could amend it to say vehicles.
That would be super.
We can do that.
I'd feel better.
Yeah. And really, it comes down to what's available.
Yeah. Oh, good
what
point.
You can get.
Good
yeah.
point.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate that you did that because I agree. I think between staff, both sides of staff, they can figure it out. I don't think we need to label
yeah,
it right
exactly.
now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Any other questions on the 2020?
Okay, so we have to go over what our millage rates are set for 23. And right now, the county operation is set at 4.85 mils. Senior millage is at 0.5 mils. EMS is 0.6739 mils. They are actually up for re-election for that millage this next year. And I believe that will be going to the May to the voters.
Which one was that? EMS.
EMS. And then we have the 911 debt millage, which is at 0.2964, and this next year is our last year for that. And then Bay Bluffs capital millage is at 0.2463 mils. And that's how we have it budgeted.
Am I correct that some of these have been subject to headly rollback?
Yes, they have.
And that's why it's not 0.25.
Correct.
2.4 something. Okay, thank you.
Any questions on that? We're now down to the public comment on the proposed 2022 budget amendment and the 2023 proposed budget. Any questions or comments, please come to the podium and state your name. Seeing no one approaching the podium, we're now to the commissioner comment on the 2022 and the budget 23 proposed budget. Alan.
I'll start. Again, I appreciate the big book. It's heavy to carry around, but it's easy to look at. I mean, we had nothing. And to me, moving forward, even though it looks very large, it's not scary anymore. Everything is in there. Every employee is in there. Every benefit they get is in there. There's no question. It's there for the public to look at. I'm proud that Emmett County has gone forward with this because there's no secrets. There's nothing being hidden. It's all out there for anyone to look at. So I appreciate what you do and how hard you work to get this out to everybody. So thank you.
Any other comment?
Well, I agree. I think you folks with a fabulous job. I appreciate the time you took to brief all of us and the incoming commissioners. I am very happy that all of the folks who are incoming have spent as much time preparing for next year. I think that will be to the benefit of the community and staff, but the work you've done is exceptional.
My comment's very simple. No questions from this board, no questions from the audience. It was a very good budget. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're to public comment. Seeing none. Motion to adjourn.
So move.
Motion second.
Second.
Motion a second and a third. All in favor say aye.